You are listening to Aldrin Sempia on SAFM.
It is 11 minutes now before 5 o'clock. In conversation next with Johnny Mudiba, who is the founder of Mitch Wear, who is now joining us on the line. As young people in South Africa continue to be disadvantaged in the labor market with unemployment, with the unemployment rate being higher than the national average, businessman Johnny Mudiba from Tzaneen in Limpopo has seen the need to reinvent himself and establish a sneaker business with the aim of expanding the market, upskill young people and create employment. Johnny Mudiba now joining us on the line. Johnny, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us. So tell us, where did it all start with Mitch Wear?
Yeah, good afternoon, Aldrin, and good afternoon, listeners of SAFM. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity and giving the brand this opportunity to come and, you know, speak about the brand to the listeners. It really started in South Africa, in Tzaneen, the town called Tzaneen in the Limpopo province. It's really where I was born, and that's where I was raised. I went to primary high school from that point, and after my high school, went to do my high school still in the same town, Tzaneen, in the village called Lephepane.
Okay.
And I went further to my tertiary education, which was really in Johannesburg, where everyone is flogging to after they've completed their matric. And we'd know how we've grown up with our parents being the drivers in Johannesburg, for factories in Johannesburg, and garden workers. And obviously our mothers being the kitchen workers in the domestic environment. And those are really the things that really pushed us a whole lot to ensure that we don't become the same, improve from where they are, and become better people. And I think that's one of the biggest things that has given me a drive to become who I am today.
Okay, so how did you find Mitch Wear?
Yeah, the Mitch Wear is really coming from the experience that I've gained in the footwear industry. I've worked for one of the CETA, which is FPNM CETA. The FPNM CETA is also holding one of the sector, which is the footwear sector, that is really responsible for skills development and manufacturing of footwear product. Footwear in a sense of footwear design, in a sense of footwear technology, in a sense of footwear manufacturing. And that it really given me a drive to become who I am, because I was heading the project called the qualifications development in that sector, in that industry under the CETA. And obviously that made me to identify, you know, the niche in the market and also realize that there's a lack of those type of products and local, more especially local products in the footwear industry.
Yeah, yeah. And this is a government CETA.
That's a government CETA.
Yeah. Okay. So when you then came up with this idea of Mitch Wear, what is it that you had identified is missing in the market? And also considering that we have now had a couple of brands about Drip and so forth as well, who have come out in the market, don't you think that the market is too saturated?
Yeah. I know that the market is too saturated. If really one would focus on one specific pattern of shoe. But if you look at the different type of shoes that other countries are producing, you'd realize that the country still has a lot of advantage and opportunities to, you know, come up with different types of shoes, almost as sneakers. Of, you know, it can be formal shoes, it can be sneakers, it can be, you know, sandals, it can be anything in the shoe in fraternity that you can think about.
And how many people do you employ now?
At this point, I've got full-time, I'd say 8. And then in terms of if we were to include like your digital creators, we include the ambassadors, if we were to include the influencers, we'd have around about 15.
About 15. And what's your volumes like? What type of volumes are you selling a month on average?
It's quite a good number, more especially after we've introduced a number of influencers and ambassadors. We've managed to, at least in a day, I think lately we are good. We are selling a very good number. I couldn't really give you the number, but it looks like it's growing. It's showing that we can have shops going forward.
Is it that you can't share the number, or you don't want to share the number? Because we need to track how well the business is doing. You never know who'd be listening.
We in terms of the regions, the numbers, if I could share with you, I think we are selling up to roughly, for starters, we are selling up to 40-30 a day.
40 to 30 a day?
Yeah.
That's quite, that's massive. If you take into consideration that your permanent staff, you have 8 people there. Are you manufacturing locally, or are you importing?
No, we are importing. We design locally, we are importing the manufacturing.
Yeah. What would it take for you to actually manufacture locally? Because that's another problem, is the manufacturing sector and the textile industry in South Africa. Of course, they have been hit very hard. We know the issues around electricity and just the cost of doing business in the country that has been raised previously as well. What would it take for you to actually manufacture and build this product locally instead of having to import it?
Yeah, we've done some research, more especially with the experience that I'm coming from, being in the same industry. I've realized that there's a very limited number of people that are manufacturing locally, and also the lack of the raw material in the country. It's one of the things that made us to really find this product being manufactured locally become more expensive. And then the manufacturing companies are very limited, are too small. Then those are the things that made us to really think that if we were to start from the level that we can and become big, maybe one day we can incorporate all the footwear brands in South Africa and get them to manufacture under the same company.
Yeah.
Then the idea behind it is to eventually have that manufacturing aspect brought into the whole value chain of us selling in this country.
What are the hurdles? What are the hurdles to manufacturing locally?
The expensiveness. The expensiveness of the equipment manufacturing, of the footwear product is very expensive. And obviously the raw material as well, the manufacturing of the bottom stock, the bottom stock of the sole of the shoe. Mm. And that part alone, there's a lot of technology that goes into it. There's a whole lot of things that needed to be done for it to be manufactured exactly the way you'd like it to be produced for your sneaker.
Yeah. And for people who are interested, want to buy the sneaker, where do they go?
For now, we are selling online because we haven't gotten any store currently. We are asking the listeners to reach us at on our social media. It's nichewear_ZA, which is nichewear_ZA. And then on our website is www.nichewear.co.za. Mm-hmm. Or they can also contact us on 087-821-6792. Our WhatsApp number is 076-468-8443.
Okay, and it is available, and people can go to your socials as well. Do you have a social media account?
Yeah, we do have the social media account, which is nichewear, which is nichewear_ZA, which is for Facebook and also for Instagram. They can also find us on the TikTok.
Yeah.
And
well, the sneakers do look quite impressive, and what you've said about the sole, I do understand why it would be so difficult in the technology around it, because the sole itself is quite impressive. Thank you so much for your time, Johnny, and all the best with this business, and may it grow, and may you employ more people, and hopefully one day you come back to us and say that now you've been able to set up a plant here in South Africa.
Thank you very much, Aldrin, and thank you to the listeners of AFM. Go forward. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. That's Johnny Mudiba, who is the founder of Mitchwear Sneakers. 0614-104-107. Our voice note line, tweet at Aldrin St. Pierre, and our studio line is 086-000-2032.